Well, some folks are enjoying a day off today as the Commonwealth celebrates Patriots Day. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So Patriots Day is a commemoration of the Battle of Lexington and Concord and the Battle of Mentone, which are considered to be the first battles in the Revolutionary War.
Yes, they are. It's actually a replacement holiday. Until the 1890s, we celebrated, commemorated, Fast Day, a day of solemn reflection. And then, because there was a battle between, verbal battle between Concord and Lexington, and, as you say, the old name of Arlington, about where the revolution began, the legislature wisely chose to call it Patriots Day rather than Lexington or Concord or Monotony.
And this was considered a very significant battle in the terms of how the war shaped it, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was really this idea that essentially the population would rise up and resist what they saw was an attack by the forces of the royal government. They wouldn't have called them the British soldiers, because I think even in 1775, people, while they might violently resist royal authority, they still thought they were living within the British Empire.
But it wasn't until 100 years later that this was declared really a holiday. But as you said, it was actually a replacement holiday.
Yeah, and in Marshfield, it actually is because important events had happened in Marshfield at the same time, but without any outbreak of fighting. I think that people in Marshfield and the surrounding towns can be proud of their role in this, and it is Patriots Day. It's a sort of celebration of the resistance to royal authority, which took place in Marshfield as much of as it did in Concord or Lexington along Battle Road, as it's called, but without any outbreak of combat.
Now, we're not the only state that observes this holiday, correct?
Yes, we're not. Because this was at the time of the revolution, the District of Maine, the present-day state of Maine, was still part of Massachusetts. It's still also a holiday in Maine. It's a wonderful connection back to when we were part of one enormous state. And it's also marked perhaps less in a less substantial way elsewhere in the country.
And eventually the Boston Marathon became associated with the holiday.
Well, actually, the Boston Marathon got started pretty much right when it became an official holiday. That is, it was at the same time as the rebirth of the Olympics. The modern Olympics started about the same time. So the Boston Marathon is as old as the Olympic Marathon, and because it took place each year, it's been during the First World War, it was a relay race for soldiers, and it's been interrupted by events over time, but it really has this long connection going right back to its birth as a holiday. But it's always interesting to think, and if anybody wants to see where the holiday, what the place in Marshfield, where the Daniel Webster House stands is where these events to do with Marshfield at the beginning of the revolution took place.
All righty. Well, like I said, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.